The Angel Investment Tax Credit Program dates back to 2005. When it was created, it had a lifetime cap of $47.5 million. At the current rate of distributions, the program would have expired around 2015. That's according to Paul Jaden, the secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Jaden says that's why the state Senate approved legislation this week that would eliminate that lifetime cap. The bill also would require qualifying businesses to stay in Wisconsin at least 3 years. If a company moved out of state, it would have to pay a penalty.
So we're simply tightening it up. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we're loosening the part of it that deals with how big the company can be, because there are still new business ventures that might be a little over 100 employees.
Besides having a total of fewer than 100 employees, the current law mandates that 51 of the workers be based in the state and that the company is headquartered here. That stays the same under the proposed legislation. The assembly is expected to act on the measure next week. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.